You know, it's kind of a strange process because with the Department of Justice, you check the website, and a lot of times you'll see something on the website. Like I saw a lot of my friends getting funded on the website, and we hadn't heard. So at that point, I had some time to prepare, thinking that it was probably bad news, though we were told that more awards might be made. So I just kept waiting for that letter, hoping we were one of the more awards to be made. We're not, though.
Was there warning this time that your funding might not have been renewed?
I mean, there's this way of being funded through soft money. I have a laboratory here that does cancer research and forensic research, and we work on ciliates, these soil organisms. We have a lot of projects. They're all funded by soft money. And it's a very trying process because I write at least a dozen of these proposals a year and get maybe one or two funded. And every year we go through this with every project. Department of Justice is 2 years. So by the time you're starting, you've hired a staff, you're already thinking about that next round. And there are other mechanisms. Some states fund projects like the Idaho Innocence Project through state funds as part of either the Public Defender's Office or other mechanisms. But we have lived by, the Idaho Innocence Project has lived by the generous donation of folks mostly in Idaho, some out-of-state foundations as well, and then federal money. And we've done very well. We've kept it going at a very good rate. And now we're down to a much slimmer year, and we'll see what happens in the future.
It obviously changes the scope of your project. Does it effectively end it as we've known it?
Well, it certainly curtails it as we've known it. I'm still active on DNA cases. So we'll still work the cases that we have committed to. I've made sure we have lawyers for those cases. And, of course, I'm still working on those. So it does change us back to what we were when we were a student organization. But I'm hoping that we might find a way to fund a staff attorney again soon. That's the hope.
You said that already you're not taking new cases. Besides that, in terms of layoffs, that sort of thing, what changes have you already had to make?
Well, the grant paid for a full-time attorney and a legal assistant. So for about 5 years, we've been able to fund those positions. And with the coming new year, we will not fund them. We'll continue with our staff attorney on a part-time basis who is continuing on these cases. And he's agreed to continue on his caseload anyway. But there won't be anyone here but volunteers manning the mail, the phone, the email, etc. So it slows things down quite a bit. It doesn't allow us to provide the kind of timely service that we've been able to do.
It's been several weeks since this news broke. I'm sure you've been on the phone or emailing, mm-hmm. making some contacts. Are you getting any positive response from folks at the university, from folks at the state mm-hmm. legislature about potentially making up a significant chunk of this loss of funding?
Well, I am talking to folks at the university, and they're very aware of the situation. They've been very supportive, and, you know, I'm also very aware that there are many needy groups that are doing fine work. I mean, the amount of outreach done by professors at Boise State University is phenomenal, and so I'm aware that this is a complex landscape. But that being said, I'm making a pitch for our services to see if there are mechanisms. And certainly I'm on the phone with folks. There's been great support. I mean, I'm getting lots of small checks from friends, Facebook friends, colleagues, people who just hear about things. But, we are talking about a large amount of money that is needed to be secured, or an anchor donor, somebody who's willing to step forward and really commit, because I will not, allow us to take cases on where we're not sure we can stick with it.